Alright, when we started the working with Frigg, it was never Frigg. I met Els first. Els,
okay.
His wife, Els Wanker. They were going through the process of adopting their daughter, Ella Tat Zanek, right?
Mm-hmm.
At that moment, it was Mr. Dara Bradley who was dealing with their adoption.
Mm-hmm.
They were, you know, I don't talk against attorneys, but sometimes the attorneys have a paralud and sometimes people want things to be expedited.
Right.
We were able then to expedite the process and expedite the process of the vital statistics as well.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, it was a law firm in Panama who we worked with who had a client to purchase a property in Belize. And it came on the website that was a fake website, but then
mm-hmm.
I saw that Bimi had it listed and I recommended them, and that's how freaking I started it off.
Okay.
We then met at tavern,
mm-hmm.
tavern, and we had a discussion about doing closings and such for it, and we said, yeah, we did it.
Okay.
So it started pretty much well.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning, everything was in protocol. They would send us the closing agreements and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Frigg would really touch base with me on those things, but mostly it was like the office following up or whatever. Until then it became, oh, this is a very specific good client for us that we need to make sure we handle good. This client has been whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it was then, this is personal clients or clients who have been a long time for BME, and we need to make sure that we do this for them.
Right.
And of course, not to lose the business.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a small company starting up. I would, okay, sure, let's do it.
Yeah.
I could remember setting off the first lots, some of those lots were introduced, some of them were to get Aiken Hill and such for, which I later on, this at that moment, I didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
When we met obstacles, I would tell, hey, I went to Lands and this is what they're telling me. And I was like completely shocked at what they tell me at Lands, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, those guys never know what they're doing. Like, you know, I'm going to call my person in there. And, for example, some things, for example, let's say we're going to go and transfer our property. That property isn't even registered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that property doesn't even exist. And then there were some undiscrepancies in the schedules or actually where was the actual title for that.
Mm-hmm.
So they was like, no, I already told my guy, just drop it to this person. This person will pick up the transfers and they will take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, perfect. I just never knew what the hell was going on.
Right.
It was until later on, in 2021, I would want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I would believe so. I think it was January 2021. No, it was late 2020 when there were some deals that came.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, listen to me, this person just want to sell it. This is how Placencia works, I'll give you a cut of it.
Okay.
And I said, okay, well, if you have the grant of administration, we could get it done, because if the court issued a grant of administration, I mean, that it's legit,
mm-hmm.
right? Who am I to question? And I said, okay, perfect. So we went ahead and do it. And then that turned into, I guess, into a comfortable zone with Frigg, where, no, we went into a position whereby I remember this plane ride to Panama, with Frigg, that he was like, okay, listen, guess he was going to go purchase stuff for his cafe.
Okay, so that was on January.
Okay.
At this moment, when we had already dealt with prior dealings to this, because we had already discussed, that happened in December. That was a trip that went on in December. So that was 30th of January, if I'm mistaken, of 2021.
So that was like this recording. He had brought like whole files, like
mm-hmm.
a whole set of files of things to search at Lands. And he did specify about working together
mm-hmm.
and creating, use the word, an empire. Creating an empire together, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, it's quite a lot of money, let's split it, everything is good deals, once the deals go through, it's legit money. I was like, okay, sure, but let's do it. I mean, everybody wants to do it anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
No problem. But then it went on to creating, I knew that they were creating different things. I knew that then they were creating passports. I never did any passports. I never created any titles. Frigg had brought it up once to me,
okay.
right? And he was like, did you look at the passports? I'm like, not really, I just, you know,
mm-hmm.
the passport. And I was like, dude, like, I told these guys to create a better passport. Like, it just, you can look at it and you can look at it, it's fake, it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, well, I'm not really going to entertain you into that, listen to that. You know? So I, when it comes to passports and title, I do not create
mm-hmm.
an obligation for
mm-hmm.
and not entertain it at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that they were created. I knew that titles were created. I know that it all started through doing grants of administration of permits,
mm-hmm.
right? And I could at least count 13 of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think or 10 of them, you know? I think I read them to you in the other office.
We have copies of our, of the ones that we
okay.
never... This is what it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be that if they were $3 million worth, $1 million would be for each company, right? When it was $3 million worth, I remember him saying that figure
mm-hmm.
as an example figure.
Mm-hmm.
They would have been one each because
okay.
then he had included Darren, the one that you asked me about the deposit as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Taylor, I have his ID. I'm actually one of the very few persons who have his ID. You could just, I'm sure you're gonna need a lot more things from me, so it probably just
mm-hmm.
goes. Anyways, point was this. We never created any grant of administrations.
Okay.
All we did was create the transfers.
Transfers
and often enlarge them.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes they were not lodged by us, but sometimes they were even presented by us, but not us directly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it was during this entire process that I just sort of exactly remember after lines. Some of them we very well knew that they were not right,
mm-hmm.
and we had to prepare reports, land title search reports, and some of them even we were asked by one of the employees who was selling a lot, and he was like, Ricardo, but you cannot put that on the thing. And I was like, I know I can't put that. I was like, don't worry, I'll figure it out. I got you, because I already knew what the drip was, you know? So it was to prepare a... So it was almost to like prepare something that had to do... It was actually giving a false report. So we started this good friendship, good business with a good friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
We made sure we got closes from BME.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a lot of these deals from him, right? All of these deals were channeled through BME.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, to this point, we were aware and he had said to us that technically none of these funds were, if I did got funds from him, was exactly, one was 15,000 and the other one was 35,000, which is 50,000 in total. That's all I had received from Mr. Denier. Because, okay, let's say you sold this property for 650,000 US.
Yeah.
After the balance, let's say profit was five, after you get BME commission, whatever they had to pay out, that lands, the spot, whatever it was, let's say 500,000 was left.
Okay.
No, it was always about 40 grand, 50 grand, 75 grand.
Right.
Anthony would have been through Darren or should have been through the person who had there. I never really dealt with that there. Whatever they gave to lands was prior.
Oh.
For example, there was this deal, I haven't written that, it was stuck, it was one of these bad deals, it was stuck, and you know, Miss Fairwater is somebody who does not,
mm-hmm.
you know? But they had found her brother, and her brother had made a deal with her in somehow or whatever. And Ferg picked up the phone and said, take $20,000 and I in cash, and I took it to Darren, who was meeting with her brother at this little oasis. I never gave it, Darren could give it to him, but I knew what it was for, and I knew he was there, you know. Yes, they would often they have to take out from their accounts, or, you know, Ferg never really brought any cash. It was always a we give cash for him. Wires would be sent to us, right? Various wires, and he would instruct us, pay this, pay that, send this to my account, or please have 25,000 in cash, 50,000. At points, he would do that, and at points, he was very smart. Because he would say, for example, there were some things that would need to be urgent, and BME wired me yesterday,
mm-hmm.
right, on Friday, you know. And he would be like, dude, do you have any money? Like, I really need to pay this, and I'll just give it back after the next deal. And I would be like, I don't have personal money,
mm-hmm.
I have company money that I need to use for,
mm-hmm.
but if you give me back, then I can give you this. I was like, yeah, I just need to like pay this dude, he's behind my ass or whatever, and
mm-hmm.
that's what he talks. And then, yeah, and they would come out from whatever funds I've had some from some beauty, and they would just go into pay whatever he needed to be paid. Because that would be Darren, could be much, could be his personal stuff, girls, it's a whole complex thing. But if we chill point equipment, going back to where we started, you know, it started to all this, but I don't know how much in depth she was,
uh-huh.
but she was aware of some of these deals. Frank would tell me, and I should have messages that would say, oh, they already went to Miss Pat, or Darren went to talk to Miss Pat.
Okay.
And I know for once it was a bad deal that
mm-hmm.
Frank told me straight up. And apparently there was going to be a commotion at Lance, and Darren went directly to Miss Pat and like, I have these two deals that belong to you, because Miss Pat, as far as I'm aware, Miss Pat does this very same thing. She used people to do squatter rights, and then those lots are directly for her, and she sells them. And I think it's so that's the way it works. And
okay.
and they were facilitated. So Mr. Mendes in there as
mm-hmm.
well, and there were other persons in there. Because at one point we had this person named Taisha, and Taisha used to get $2,500 a month in salary from us, right? And she used to work inside Alliance, so that's how we would get copies of inside document or system pictures, you know. And there were times that there were things that had to be paid in there. For example, there was this case that I told her about the RMH
the RMH with Ford. Dory Ford came at me with the last email. He blamed me for everything. Friday got threatened to sue me, cost the hell out of me. When I sat down and I was like, I had no fault in this. Because RMH was sold from a legal perspective. I don't know. From a legal perspective. Frick knew that. Frick was the one who sold that. I told him that could not be lodged.
Mm-hmm.
I specifically told him that could not be lodged. And he needed to get access to that money. I think it was around Easter time. And he paid out $10,000. I don't know who he was that would give it to Taisha.
Mm-hmm.
For them to upset the instrument.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing that we couldn't even pay some duties for that in the next 3 months or 4 months.
Yeah.
You understand? But you had the instrument, and what it was known to me that he said, I can't, Boris will not release any money if we don't show him the instrument. So he would need the instrument so that you could release money to the sellers, but he was a seller. Now, when that shit backfired, when he resold those lights on the island, they, whatever, now that screwed up to just know that you were dealing with it, it actually looked like it was us, when technically we had a way, we had made aware that that could not be done.
Mm-hmm.
And there were two different addresses. There were titles that needed to come out before the transfer. As a shit show itself, I don't know where the hell it ended, but so that technically had nothing to do with us, because that was who he hired in Lance, who worked inside of Lance. So as far as I can tell, they had a proper scheme whereby they paid off. I know at once, well, I think we have an instruction that they gave her $7,500, and I think that's what they gave her for every probate like that, so they can. Again, while I was much in debt, I wasn't in debt, because I knew this was a wrong probate, but how did they got it? God knows how. Until later on that things would go up, like, oh, Darren's going to come because he needs to pay Mizorba to $7,500 so she can expedite the probate, and that's how I learned, and I have it in black and white, you know? And so he came, he did came that day. He picked up the $7,500 plus 300 court fee, and he took it. And then he brought me the receipt, and he was like, pick it up next week or next 2 weeks, you know? So that's how we would go as well. I would say Darren and Frick, because Frick often goes to Lance. He was not sure now, but back then he was in Lance once a week.
Okay.
He never put stuff in Lance, because they were not like him. But he would park his car in the... Point was, until we reached this point, where it was September last year,
right,
was Zelmer. I knew Zelmer was a beggar. They paid him $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
They sold his properties for $6,500 US. Now, you look at me like, I don't know what I said. So it was, so they brought the probate, everything already. I was like, okay, let's transfer the 6 deals, right? We transferred them, but there was problems at Lance.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess at this moment, Frick was already realizing that it's been 2 years. You don't really give me a sense or whatever. And I was already much meticulous about certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more, the longer it took, it was more crazy shit that they did. Right? They sent this to Joshua Maganya. So so this was for Bob Bowen. I was supposed to be part of it. It was Maganya, and then it's at a ballet, well, dark skin ballet.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started to ask questions about it to Frick. Because... about figures, about payments, about how many lots are going to be disturbed. And then he started like just push it out till he said, oh no, the Bones doesn't want you to do it. But it happens to look like, they say it looks like you know why I stopped wearing, because I used to wear like blue long sleeves. So they said now that he was going to close it, and I was very much changed, but at this moment I didn't give up, honestly, because I was getting much tired of all this arguments with Frick back and forth. Not only that, BMA was behind my butt, or why this thing hasn't gone. Or there were days that, for example, I have to deal with Devon Benbrook shit. I can't, because Frick would, when, okay, perfect, I'm gonna dedicate my first 3 days of the week. Frick comes, leave that. He's like, leave that. This is more important. Anyways, Joshua tends to close this. Joshua left to Cuba, I don't know where the hell he went. And then there's problems, because Frick needs money, but they can't close because we can't pay stamp duty. No, at that moment I had my money, and I had more money than that. Yes, they realized something was up. I don't know who gave him a tip off, whatever it was. I don't know, because at that moment Frick was bothering me every day for the receipts of stamp duty, and I was like, how the hell do you want me to pay them when your body, the advisor, will lodge it? I can't go and put my word in there because it was Joshua who lodged it. Anyway, long story comes, I managed to pay it. I paid like 90,000, 91,000 of it, and that, I would remember that day very well. Because from that moment, I started to like have a lot of financial struggles. And Frick came and he was like, I need everything else that's there. So I paid him like $1,000. He sat in my office, drinking coffee with whiskey. And I paid his stamp duties. And then he waited for me to go withdraw. It was like $175,000 or $150,000 or $175,000 cash. stamp duties,
mm-hmm.
Different from this,
right.
Any money that came from BNB.
No.
Yeah, all the money that I received in my account were BNB. Because Frick brought a stamp that said that we need to have a stamp here for whatever. We need to be stamped. When shit hit the fan with those things, there was this attorney who came, I forgot her
Duncan.
And then it was supposed to have been that I was supposed to have gained 50,000 out of that, technically, but that never happened. And that's when I started to realize, okay, this shit's not gonna ever work.
Mm-hmm.
Because I needed that money. You know, I needed that money to pay some of something to do or you know, because if I'll be honest with you, and I'll be straightforward, if Frick would have kept his word of giving all the funds that need to be done, I wouldn't be in this problem. I didn't know that. So now it was when shit hit the fan that Stephanie went against Joshua. And then the tip off Joshua from Lance.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He called me and he was like, shit, this is your shit, I'm sending it to you. I'm like, what the fuck? You're the one who closed, right? Like, you know? I didn't even know who had closed because it was Darren who took the files. And it was later on when they sent the instruments to me to pay that I saw it was Joshua who had closed.
Mm.
And it was at that moment I called, I said, listen, Stevani is at my office. I got a letter. She just got off the phone with me. I really don't want to do anything against because Stevani, I know Stevani from when she worked at Byron Williams. I think someone in her kid or something goes to the same school as my kids. And I ain't about to get into anything. Plus, I just, Stevani, she's kind of a sweetheart. She always goes to buy three boutiques. So. I said, please deal with it. Like, honestly, please deal with it. I'm not an attorney. I can't deal with all this thing. And he said, no, don't worry. Just tell her that Frick will get to her. And if you ask her about Zalman, tell her that, you know, that you haven't seen him. So when Stevani asked me, I said, Stevani, with all due respect, I'll be honest with you. I don't know who is Zalman. We sent the documents down to Frick, and he was the one who got them to be signed by the seller. I don't know who he is, right? Whatever you have to do, please contact Frick. You know, that's what it is. Because I wasn't going to go into a whole matter with me. After those deals, we had other deals that he sold through the McKinnons. Well, lots of work, you know, that I told you about. And he went as far, and this is what I sometimes say very fear, sorry. He paid off the secretary from Ryan Williams, $100,000. I have to really look into this. I mean, like, these are a lot of transactions. I'm not trying to explain to them for us to go into one thing that's to go. She would just take out the title and hand it over to. Because what happened was that they created a one title, but their title never looked the same. So they paid off $100,000 to Tafara, and Tafara came, and that day she was flying out. So I gave her $20,000, and she left the US.
Mm-hmm.
She bought the title, and that was a Thursday, and Sunday she came back. All I know, on Thursday, I give her $80,000 in the same parking lot, and I have the date so they can take the cameras. Right? I tell you, the first transaction we got was $35,000 that I got. The other transaction was $15,000. I have mistaken any other one, given it's no more than $20,000.
Not only forger obtained, for example, the 1620, how much is that property?
I would say more than $15 million. The one I realized a lot about Frick was that he knew I was in his hot waters, and he was never stupid. Because he knew that I couldn't provide his receipts. Maybe I never told him directly, oh Frick, I haven't paid it, but he knew what was going on. So it was like this. He could have easily said, he sent this message to my office, right? Oh, I'm trying to reach Ricardo, and Ricardo is, he said he's sinking himself and he's drowning and I'm trying to help him, but he doesn't want to be helped.
Mm-hmm.
And then my office brought up to me and I said, please leave that there. You know why? Because I said, well, if he really wanted to help, he would have come in and speak with me, and I would have said, you know what, pay this off.
Right.
My assets that I obtained was way before any of these things happened.
Yeah.
Because I'm not willing to go through any criminal procedures. I have two daughters, right? And the reason why, like I told Boris, if shit hit the fans, I'm going to then talk. Because I'm not going to be the same idiot where I'm just going to be taken a fool of, I'm just going to zinc myself. I think it hasn't hit the fan. I think it hits the fan when it's all there. But I'm not sure how exactly it's all there. But I'll tell you this. You look at my assets, I don't have a lot of assets. Right? But you look at his ones, he has 501 storage, 501 P, chill point. I know what I know. I don't know all his stuff. He hasn't, I showed her, there was this property that they did on the current Sume. And under that property, he obtained the island. He obtained the property, the title that he has in Mopan. He got it for $35,000 off of a very good deal that I got for him.
Mm-hmm.
But that property is worth minimum $100,000.
Yes.
That's right by the Mexican embassy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I know, he was going to purchase. So they have that property there. Like what I tell you, I'm willing to give you the property in Belmopan. That belongs to him. And the only reason why I'm doing that because so they deal with it. They're, oh, Darren's already dealing with something and I cover it. So I know that. I know, okay, so I know that 1620, I'm telling you, Chill Point just obtained completely at fear of cost for him. Like, he spent like $5,000, I guess. So I'm sure he was the little smarter than me, you know? But I can tell you such more. I know I opened an account for him at Panama with our, we work with top of the line attorneys in Panama, right?
Yeah.
Kihana Associates. Of course, they don't have any share of this, right? But they have been my attorneys. And so I introduced them to him. And we opened a Banismo bank account. In my records here, I have that on Sunday in February, he told me to follow up with Banismo if the $100,000 wire had reached his Panama. I did not wire that either. So I don't know how that came, right? Then he had mentioned to me for a Switzerland account.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I want to open a Switzerland account. And everyone is like, and he was like, but you need $1 million to open a bank account in Switzerland. That's what it's, because I don't know what's the level of things, but, you know.
So,
I don't, yeah, he knew that because he had already talked with I don't know who. So I never followed up with that. I have no license or have anything with that. Or I don't know. But that's, in my notes, I have that. I don't know about him. I think he has HSBS, but I don't know. No, I know he has a good friend in Hong Kong who do wires for him, who do local wires for them here, and they switch. And it's not Jason or anything like that. So there was this moment that Darren came to my office upset. No, Darren is a big rasta man who looks scared. So whatever he's lying to you, he's lying. Because you know what? I need that money and he has not given to me. Every time he's going to be like, on the next deal, on the next deal, on the next deal.
Yeah.
And then I stupidly wait for the next deal, for the next deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then some shit always comes up. When we sat, when all this shit hit the fan, but he directly diverted diverted the whole topic. He's like, well, yeah, we're trying to help you. And I say, how are you trying to help me? I will be in me about $1.5 million. And you know that. Yeah, but you fucked up. No, I didn't fuck up. I said, yes, I know I fucked up, but you could have done things differently.
Yeah.
And then Darren, I must say Darren was street.
Mm-hmm.
Legit, street legit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, this is what I tell you, freak. You can't do this. Everybody have to eat. These are the same words.
Mm-hmm.
Just give him and make me do it. We have to give you right now money. Just let me know how much you need. And at that point, Darren was like, tell me what are your current debts. Because at this moment, the smaller debts are what killed me than big debts, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And so I came and I said, this is what I owe. This is what I owe. And I thought that they were going to say, you know what, here. Hey, then that shit never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Frick was like, well, we'll see what we can do. Mm-hmm. So then Darren was like, make you give him one of the beach lots. You sell it for like $300,000,
yeah.
$250,000. You give that to BME. And I felt good about that because I thought that they had my back at that moment. And then Frick was like, yeah, but then I also need my cut. And I sent it to Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
And Jonathan was going to buy cash. And then I sent to another Hindu Bali here.
Mm-hmm.
Who they had the money to buy it. And they were going to buy it. And the reason why I never pushed him anymore because that's when he was like, okay, he started pushing me every like hour. Have you thought? Have you decided to buy it? So when I realized that, guess what? And it was Lot 88. Lot 88. I knew he had closed Lot 88. You know why? Because I'll be honest with you, I was spending a lot of it because I needed cash. Even if whatever it was, I needed some cash, right? Because that was like an ace in my hands,
mm-hmm.
right? Because that property was still under someone else. On the next deal, I'm going to give you a cut. Which next deal? That next deal, he closed it.
Yeah.
Now,
what was the next deal?
She said, how do you know that? I said, because when Frick needs money, he's going to be calling you every hour, every minute,
yeah.
4 or 5 times a day. Have you closed? Have you closed? Have you closed? I said, since last week Thursday, you haven't called for this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I have the actual file, which is telling you that, guess what? I just tried to make the, I never registered that yet, too. That deal was paid out. I know it was paid out. That you guys paid out the sellers before that even was transferred or even lodged or registered. I'm going to give you, I can give you a list of all my assets.